join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier and Sophie Thompson on Guide Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guide Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
This week at Tesco, large Easter eggs are 3 for £10. And we've got a large choice too on all your favourite brands, including Twirl, Snickers and Smarties. At 3 for £10, why shell out more? Tesco. Every little helps. Ends 22nd of April. Selected stores subject to availability.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yeo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. That's Ben Mandelker over there. He created The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Go watch that on YouTubes. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Everyone, it's Real Housewares of Beverly Hills Day. It's a huge day. But first, we are going to be doing our Real Housewares of New York recap in Portland this week. So tomorrow's show will be up a little later. Then it will be up Friday, and it's going to be amazing, all right? It's going to be live. Yeah. And then the very next day, on Saturday, we're going to be doing Summer House in Phoenix. So go get your tickets for that. We're in Boston after that for two sold out nights, so you can't come to that. But we're going to be in Milwaukee and Irvine following that. And guess what? Where else, Ben?
Well, as announced earlier this week, we are going to Cleveland for the first time ever. Those tickets just went on sale to the public today. They were on a Patreon pre-sale. So we're excited. That's going to be on the 25th, which is the day before Pittsburgh. So we're going to do a little Cleveland-Pittsburgh 1-2 punch. Be very excited to go back to that corner of the world. We just were there a few weeks ago. So we are super excited to go to Cleveland and see all your smiling faces.
We'll be having a great time pretending not to remember David. 40 to 50 positive thoughts.
Oh, my God. What a time. So we're super excited. We love doing those shows. So come and see them. Okay? Let's meet in real life.
Yeah.
But today...
Goodbye, Carl.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Goodbye, Carl. It finally happened. Wow. You guys, a lot of things to discuss.
As you know... this month's limited edition t-shirt is a Goodbye Kyle t-shirt. So finally, the episode that makes it all make sense comes to us. So go get that over at crappensmerch.com. Okay, let's get into this episode, shall we, Bean?
Oh, man, this is a big one. I had a lot of feelings, and I was like, I mean, I just don't know. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about this because I just don't know anymore, Ronnie. I think... This whole situation has gone out of control, and I feel crazy because I still don't believe that Vanderpump leaked the story. There, I said it. I can't believe I'm saying it, but it's true. I can't. I don't know.
I don't believe it either. Look, I said it last week.
I think it's Reed and Kyle's work.
And this is one of those episodes that's infuriating to watch. I think no matter whose side you're on, it's infuriating to watch, right? because nobody cops to anything, and everybody's blaming each other, and the storyline itself is so fucking stupid. It's infuriating to watch it, and I'm sure it's infuriating to listen to for everybody out there who's listening to this. But, you know, get over it. If it's too infuriating, turn it off. I mean, I don't want you to be infuriated, okay? I have enough fury for all of us. But I said it last week. There's no reason she would do that if she's already trying to make everybody like her. She showed up to an event last week, was trying to ignore this, pretend that everything's okay, so she could still be part of the show. She has no one to shoot with except Kyle. There's no way that she would have gone to do this. Now, does the wording sound like her? Of course, but we just saw, we'll get to this as we go, okay?
Yeah.
Because we have a whole recap to get through, so I'm going to stop myself.
Yeah, exactly. So this week's episode opens up on a much more pleasant note, which is Aaron and Denise opening up their wedding gifts and congratulating themselves for putting together a wedding in about 5 days.
Yeah, you know, and Denise, I'm glad to see Denise get her own life, because even though she still shows up to parties and everyone says, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, you know, now she has this new hot guy. But just let her live her life. You know, sending somebody a little baby crack pipe for their wedding, that's not very nice. You know, that would have been Charlie's baby. Come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, yeah, you know, the difference in the between this wedding and my wedding to Charlie is that Charlie and my wedding album was done when I fucking filed for divorce, you know? Yeah. At least Aaron and I made it to opening gifts.
Yeah. Hey, Cartier champagne. I didn't even know they made that. You can hear what Lola said. She said, now we got a fucking family. I mean, there's a kid. Huh?
As a kid who appreciates it when her mom just needs to get fucked once in a while.
So then next up is a photo shoot of women at Sing. What does that mean?
So it's actually I'm not sure exactly what that
is,
but we're
the dog
at
place, right?
Puppy Bowl. Yeah. So this is where Simon, maybe you were writing Simon and it auto-corrected to like at Sing or something like that. Lisa is at Vanderpump Dogs. Like half this episode is Lisa at Vanderpump Dogs. She is there and Simon is a TV producer for the Puppy Bowl. And Vanderpump Dogs has been picked to compete in the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl! As Vanderpump says.
Yeah. So,
Can I say this? Here's something I'll say for the Vanderpump haters. I don't need John Sessa on my TV all the time. And his thirsty ass and his inflated lips and his shirts that are too tight for him. And his, oh my God, look at everything we're doing for the world, Lisa. I don't need him on there every time. Okay?
I don't.
I stand by Vanderpump. I do not stand by Sessa, because I have a feeling a lot of this is Sessa's fault. And I'm kind of sick of it. You're not a housewife, okay, sir? Now get a shirt that fits.
Yeah, I actually totally co-sign with that. And, you know, one thing that I was thinking about when I was watching it is that, like, Lisa, one of the reasons why I think a lot of people have a hard time staying on Lisa's side is I think that she has quietly broken a pact that she had with the audience, which was that she was always going to be the glamorous one who just was living a carefree, effortless life, who everyone was beneath her, and she was the puppet master, but, like, who cared, because it was how she filled her time. But now she sort of just fills her time, like, I don't know, she sort of, like, lives in this kind of, like, weird, dorky world now. It's, like, her and Pandy and Jason and Ken, and they pop bottles open, and, you know, they've, you know, like, the dogs, I think the dogs are is a great cause and everything, and that's wonderful. But there's something sort of, like, sort of lame about her section of the show, you know? Like, she sort of lives in this little lame world while he's, like, all these, like, crazy animals that have gone from being, like, oh, cute and fun to sort of, like, this just this sad, insular world. And I think that has – I think people – I don't think we like that as an audience.
Well, I just don't need anybody to talk about their dogs that much. And I love dogs.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole scene, now that we're getting – I don't like anybody's private scenes, right? Like, I'm just not a fan of – it's like, oh, look, Dorit is pretending to drink tea. You know, I just don't like that. I like it when they're together and being funny. So that bothers me. And then, you know, of course, the dog thing. It's like, oh, the puppy bowl. Violet will be our entry into the puppy bowl. I don't know if she'll be a quarterback, a running back, a bully back, but she'll be doing the puppy bowl. And it's huge for Violet. Huge for Violet. This is not real Violet. Okay.
She's talking as if, like, Violet has actually been entered into the next Super Bowl. Like, Violet has been recruited by, like, the L.A. Chargers and has, like, a little helmet. And because she's even, like, she's like, this is why Violet will be on the field, not Jiggy. Because on top of that, Jiggy had a heart problem, so he cannot participate. I'm like, in the rigorous world of the Puppy Bowl, I mean, it's just puppies. It's just, like, dogs running around. I mean, like,
Also, she's Jiggy's so not a puppy, okay?
Yeah, well, that's the reason why she.
It's like,
not
here's the reason that Ken isn't in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Like his scarf, because he's 90, okay?
I'm like, you know, the puppy bowl isn't a real sport, right? It's like, I think, a ball in the middle of like a pig pen or something. Not a pig pen, like a playpen. You know?
Here's another reason I don't like Sessa. She's talking about this puppy bowl thing, and he's looking straight into the camera. Into our camera. I'm like, get away. Stop looking at me, Sessa. Okay?
Yeah, don't. Excuse me, Dr. John Sessa. Please, why don't you write a thesis?
And guess what else I don't like? Watching politics on TV, okay? Now, I know this is for a good reason, because they're like trying to save, you know, they're trying to, you know, ban dog taco trucks in China or whatever. So that's good. But they're working with this politician to introduce a bill that condemns
a resolution.
Subways.
Yeah, it's basically it's a well-intentioned bill that I think we can all get behind, but it also effectively does nothing. It's a resolution. Resolution 401.
I would like to present a resolution to the floor that says, shame on you for hurting my feelings.
I'm sorry that I manipulated the entire U.S. legal system to do what I want. I'm sorry for planting this resolution in Congress.
So she's talking to Sessa about this cycle event that they have, because one of the things that Teddy plans, one of her charity events for the doggy thing, is the cycle, which is why she's friends with John Blizzard and totally has been forced to talk to him and text back and forth with him for months. So she's planned this whole thing with Blizzard, and Vanderpump's like, is Blizzard still going? Teddy will be there. Maybe we should send someone else. Peter!
Peter just goes with some shots. Does the standard post-reunion thing. By the way, I also want to... Well, never mind. So then Lisa goes, I think that Teddy has been a complete and utter bitch, which... I like that side. I like Lisa getting a little testy. I think it's about time, you know? I don't want to see victim Lisa. I want to see Lisa get aggressive.
Yes. And that's why this was a good episode.
And I also liked her shading Teddy's, her like charity ride fundraiser. She's like, well, she's done a couple of fundraisers for a couple of grand here and there. And, you know, every bit helps.
Penny helps.
Yeah. Totally minimizing it. I mean, at the end of the day, it is like a pretty, it's just like, I mean, I think the charity rides are good, you know, but, like, it's not like it's a gala. It's not like it's the Black Gala. How fun is that? You know, like...
Look at that!
But it's not like, you know, it's like it's a charity ride. It just raises a few $1,000, and that's that, you know?
Yeah. So then, it's 8 a.m., and Teddy is in a turban in her house. And I was like, oh, God, this is the most interesting thing Teddy's ever done is walk around in a turban.
I know, it was surprising. I thought it was Dorit for a second until I saw Edwin.
She's like, you come into Cycle Ride? Normally his pink class is $20, but like, it's $60, and the proceeds go to Vanderpump's dogs, so... And he's like, yeah, babe, it's a win-win. She goes, but it's uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, why is it uncomfortable, Teddy? Why? Tell us why it's uncomfortable, Teddy.
Yeah.
So Dorit calls, and she's like, hi, I'm Teddy. She's like, oh, how are you, Teddy? She's like, I'm good. How are you? Not good. Did you see the article in Radar Online? It's gotten to France.
My first thought was, oh my God, Lisa's behind this. PK. And by the way, so in the previews of, previously on Real Housewives, we saw that scene again of Dorit being like, oh, Lisa's behind this. And PK being like, absolutely. And it really reiterated reconfirmed my feeling that PK was entirely too calm about that. Like, way too, like, I think if an article came out about, like, my significant other, I would be like, let me read that. Let me see that. What does it say? It said that, you know, and he's just like, well, babe, it's classic Lisa. I'm like,
well, babe, that's what she gets. She's the ultimate manipulator, babe.
Yeah, she was way too, like, calm. Maybe an argument could be made that this was a recreation of something that happened earlier, but I think something is fishy as fuck.
Well, I'm going to get to my new theory, because last week my theory was PK.
Your theory was pretty strong.
This week I've changed it.
Okay, good. You're good
so,
with these.
Yeah, I have a new theory every week.
Okay, I like your number one theory, which is that clearly it was just production, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's the truth.
Yeah.
So she's like, Teddy's like, just because we have problems, I'm just going to say, I'm not here to talk about your doggy cycle. Dogs don't even ride bikes, Teddy. How could Lisa Vanderpumpel do this to me? I mean, I just saw her at a wedding. I'm like, yeah, but you still did that other stuff too. So I don't know why you would be so surprised.
Well, I like this. Teddy's like, did she mention anything at the wedding? No. Did she call you? No. Does she even know what Radar Online is? No. Well, then she clearly did it.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. Like, it's kind of fun. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, and they're all excited for this drama that they think they're going to have today, right? They're all calling each other and getting each other geared up to yell at Vanderpump at this dog cycle ride, which is so shady. But Dorit's like, is she coming to the ride? And Teddy goes, I don't know. And Dorit goes, but Blizzard is coming. Well, I'll be there, Teddy. I'm like, well, good luck, because you're not going to get to yell at anybody.
Yeah. People. So they get to, so now it's time for the big ride. It's like 10 a.m. And Teddy is there. Ride with Teddy. Ride. I'm Teddy. And guess what? Vanderpump Dogs has not arrived yet. So Teddy is already like getting into a snitch. He's all like ready to use this as ammunition. Dorit and Rinna show up. Everyone's like, hi, cycle, let's cycle. So at 10:30 a.m., a representative from Vanderpump Dogs arrives. So it's like, oh, it's not even John Blizzard. Well, like, why the fuck would Lisa ever send John Blizzard to this? He's gotten her organization into enough shit as it is. He's proven himself to be totally irresponsible as an employee, furthermore. Point number three, why is Teddy surprised that they're running behind when John Blizzard is like the person who's in charge of this? He's like a totally inept employee. This is what we've learned. The one thing I think that we know at this point, he's like 22 years old. Okay. Like, why is everyone expecting so much out of him? Why is everyone expecting like so much credibility and so much professionalism out of him? He's like a kid.
Yeah. And Teddy, who's like a 50-year-old woman, is like texting back and forth with him to get gossip. Like, she's the worst.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's a little weird. I was thinking about that too. I mean, I think admittedly, I think Teddy's like 35, 37, something like that. But why is she texting with John Blizzard in the first place? I mean, he's like 22, 23.
Yeah, just a note, I wasn't age shaming her. She's just a real housewife, so I can never tell. I just say 50. It's like on Vanderpump Rules, I just say everybody's 40. You know, I pick an age for a show and I just...
No, it's fine. You got a law of averages.
Yeah. So she's mad that John Blizzard isn't there. You know, she's just like ready to be mad at anything. So then Teddy's like, well, I guess she's going to stay there and play with dogs. That's what I heard. Which is a really shitty way of saying, yeah, she's sitting there seeing if her resolution was passed. Like, you fucking ass.
I thought you meant that when she said... that I thought she meant that, like, if Lisa were to come, she was not going to come spinning. She was going to, like, hang out by the dogs outside. But you know what, though? You're right. You're right. You're probably more right than I thought.
And Rinna's like, oh, you mean she's not going to come ride a bike? She imagined Vanderpump on a bike. And Erica comes in. She's like, oh, what is this, candy? And Teddy goes, it's vegan. It's vegan snacks. You might not want to touch it because I just touched it. And you don't want to touch my fingers. And Erica goes, I've touched much worse, honey. Ooh, you see the car I just drove up in? You think I earned that at a checkout job?
So, of course, Rinna is like, Rinna is just so happy. She's ready to do like a happy dance right now. She's like, hey, did you see the article that came out? How are you? That upset me this morning to read that because somebody leaked it. And it was most definitely not someone in this circle. Not at all.
And Erica's like, oh, why would they hurt you like that? Poor Doreen, who's never done anything to anybody. Who would do this to you, Doreen? It's like, I know. I'm not going to let Lisa Vanderpumpel bully me or make me feel ashamed of something I didn't do.
I'm like, well, you didn't return the dog properly, and that's what caused all this,
You drove that dog to the shelter yourself, okay? I believe it. I'm totally changing now.
But they do treat her like a martyr. Like she's been, like she just came from, like she was a prisoner of war in the middle of Syria for the past 4 years. And she was just released. And Teddy's like, the fact that you're still here, thank you. I mean, come on now. She didn't follow the rules. She messed up. A dog almost got killed because of it. It would have been a huge, like, it would have been a big embarrassment for Lisa. And it's against everything that Lisa stands for. And you're supposed to be her best friend. You know what the process is. And, you know, like, you messed up. You started it.
Yeah. And just the way they're putting it, like, how could she do this? And Miranda's like, yeah, she's not even here. And Teddy's like, well, this is something we have to work out, but it's something she's hardwired to feel. Like, she's just so evil. They're making this, and see, this is the thing with Vanderpump not showing up places, because they can just make this bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So over at Vanderpump Dogs, Vanderpump and Sessa called Hasty, who's helping them with their resolution. He's like the senator or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, hello, Hasty. Sessa, Hasty, Casey, Messa. You're gorgeous. So, 401 is coming to the floor. When? 540. 401 at 540. Thank you so much. And so they're basically just waiting for this. They're talking about all they've been through together to try and get this resolution passed. And then we see them when she had that dog parade, like that march for the dogs in Yulin, downtown LA, and they went to the wrong building.
Yeah.
They were like protesting a library or something. and they showed when Vanderpump said, you see, Kyle, can you believe I manipulated all these people into following me here? Which is hilarious. Great. Oh, she was telling Rinna. And Rinna's like, yeah, but this time it's for a good cause. And I like that they showed that, not only to show that this manipulation storyline has been here for years, but just that Rinna's always driving it.
Right. Well, I mean, but we also saw this episode that it's like, well, Rinna's been driving it for the past few seasons, but that it goes back to like season two of the show, you know? It goes a long way back. And listen, I mean, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, you know, I would not be surprised if there's some truth to it. I just feel like in this situation, it just bothers me because I just feel like at the end of the day, Dorit did something shady and has like turned it all around on Lisa Vanderpump. And like, even if Lisa Vanderpump did the things that she's being accused of, she was pissed. Like, Dorit put her in a bad position and she was pissed. And this was sort of her like passive aggressive way of doing it. Is it right? No, but now, but like, I don't know. I still feel like I just want to blame Dorit. I just want to just have the liberty to blame Dorit on this one.
Yeah. So then they do the spin class, and Rinna comes down and wipes down her bike.
Yeah.
And Teddy, at the very end of it, she's like, I said I was going to come, and that's what I did. And then she gives a speech, the pettiest speech of all time.
So petty. Like,
regardless of the circumstances, you know, real friends show up. So thanks for coming, guys. I'm like, lady, why are you bringing your petty bullshit into this? People just paid a lot of money to watch you ride a fucking bike. Okay?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa sent someone from her business to the event, which is all she was obligated to do, because also... the bill that she is behind, the resolution, is literally in Congress, and she's watching it on TV. It's not like she, like, asked Congress to, like, to ask that politician to introduce it to the floor on that day at that same time. Okay, that's just how it happened. And that was probably a lot more important than a little, you know, little spin ride down the street at Alfred Cycle House.
Yeah. So next up is Fig and Olive.
Yeah.
Where the ladies go have lunch. And Rinna enters the restaurant like she enters everywhere. She's like, hi! Hi! How are you? How are you?
I'll take a fig, but I'm not going to take an olive. Because you know who needs an olive? No one needs to extend an olive branch. Lisa Vanderpump. A little olive humor. Olive. I love olives. I'm not going to lie. I love big olives. I cannot lie.
So Carol's like, oh, so that was really fun. Let's talk about the dogs again. Always fucking Kyle. So Kyle's like, so who ended up bringing the dogs if Vanderpump wasn't there? And Teddy's like, this is super weird because the only exchange I had with Vanderpump Dogs was with John at 10 saying that he was I was gonna set up and I texted them and I said, who's setting up? And then Tracy said, no one's here. I mean, what? It's like, oh my God. Like, do you have anything else going on in the world? Please give me a break. Can you guys just order your fucking drinks?
And again, what a shock. John Lizard is unreliable. I mean, who would have thought a 22-year-old, given a position of power that is like way beyond his abilities, did not have his shit together? I cannot believe it.
And Teddy's like, well, I'm not surprised that the Johns didn't show up to lie for her, because Lisa Vanderpump lying to my face is one thing, but her making her staff lie to my face is another thing. I was like, honey, I can't wait till you watch this show.
Yeah.
Like, she's got such a thing in her own head going on. So Kyle's like, well, she did have another event today. And Dorit goes, what?
They cannot believe the concept of scheduling.
And Kyle's like, well, she called me last night and invited me to Vanderpump Dogs for a thing today. And then we see Lisa being all happy, because here's another reason that it always bugs me, these storylines with Vanderpump. She never sees it coming. You know, like the whole thing with Brandy Glanville, Brandy was doing that shit the whole season, and Vanderpump never knew until the very end, until that last trip they took, you know. It's like she never knows. They always show clips of her, and she's like, oh, Kylie Wiley, my little party of happiness and sunshine. It's me, your best friend. Would you like to come to the gathering at Vanderpump? Dogs, it means so much. I'm like, oh my God, this woman has no idea what's going on behind
her back. None whatsoever. So Lisa's event was from, so Kyle, you know, says like, oh, well, Lisa had an event from 11 to 5. And Denise is like, well, why couldn't she go to this first and then go to her thing? I'm like, well, because maybe she doesn't want to get like all sweaty, or maybe it's because Teddy's been a total bitch to her. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, and maybe she's doesn't want to be yelled at about a fucking dog. Okay. And Rinna goes, wait, she had another event at Vanderpump Dogs at the same time today. Do I have that right? I'm like, yes, you have that right, Law and Order. Come down over there.
And then we go over to Lisa's thing where they're like ready to watch this C-SPAN. And guess what? Like, the TV's not working because John Blizzard messed up the signal. Of course he did. He like, and he's like, oh my God, I can't touch anything. I can't text anything. I can't do anything. Ha ha ha. I'm like, you're right. You're right. You are lucky you still have a job, sir.
Vanderpump's like, do you ever do anything right, Cesar Blizzard? Which, you know, she loves an idiot. She's like, how are you on Vanderpump?
Can you even do anything right, employee who I've just met today for the first time?
Yeah. So, Teddy's over with Teddy and the girl. She's like, I mean, the thing is, Teddy, the cycle house is like 5 minutes away from where she is, so she could have just shown up to say hi to people. Sorry you were foiled, Teddy. And then Rinna's like, see, this is clever. Because now she can say, I couldn't possibly show up because I had this other thing at Vanderpump Dogs.
Like, yeah.
Pretty much.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Critics are calling Wild Rose funny, moving, and brilliantly uplifting.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Do you not think you've sacrificed enough for that fantasy?
It's irresistible.
This is me trying to make something of myself.
This year's A Star is Born, only better.
You're young, you're incredibly talented. There is nothing you can't do.
Starring Jesse Buckley and Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
It's sensational. A must-see. Wild Rose, in cinemas April 12th.
What will happen when the UK leaves the EU? Do I need to renew my passport earlier than planned?
I'm an EU citizen living in the UK. How will this affect me?
Will mobile roaming change?
How will exporting my goods be affected?
You might also have questions about how leaving the EU affects you. Find guidance and up-to-date information at gov.uk/EU exit.
So now they're watching C-SPAN, and then like Resolution 401 is on the floor, and they're like, well, we make a movement to make an issuance for the possibility of future like protocols of resolution 401, and therefore we're going to amend and consider in a future date. And they're like, what does that mean? And they keep cutting to a dog that's like, like the dog's like, wait a second, can I go to China or no? And then,
when they cut to Jiggy watching, he's just like, God, why do I have to watch this shit? Can we just watch what I want to watch for once?
Hardcore porn, finally. So then Lisa's like, I don't know. She goes, call Lolly now. And I just love that even in this, like, congressman's office, there's someone named Lolly. Be nice to Lolly.
Be nice to Lolly, Stacey. So basically, what happened? I feel like an idiot, and I could pass. And like, oh my god, it's been such a long fight. And then Ken, look, if people are going to be mad at Ken over anything in this episode, it should be this scene with him popping champagne all over the product. You know, people have to clean that Ken speech.
Yeah, and you know, John Blizzard's going to be the one trying to clean it, and he's going to make it worse. He's going to like pour like, you know, ammonia and bleach together to be like, I think this will work, and then they'll all be dead.
Yeah. And, they're going to be like, why are there little flies all over the place all of a sudden, darling? It's Blizzard's fault. It's like, it's your fault. Champagne everywhere.
Everywhere. But I was happy that Lisa did mention that the resolution was to stop the dog and cat meat trade, for those of us who stand for cats.
God. So Dorit, back at lunch, is like, I woke up yesterday to an article about this situation. I know Lisa fed them that story. Did you see it, Kyle? And Kyle's like, yeah, I saw it everywhere. I mean, it's not only on Radar Online. Like, now it's all over America. She's like, it's not only in her words, but the way she wants the world to perceive the situation.
By the way, you know what's like way worse than getting like a smear article about you in Radar Online? Talking about it ceaselessly on national television.
Yeah.
Like if you are afraid of animal activists just like making your life hell, just ignore it. Like, because Radar Online does not have that much power. Okay. Yeah. So but Bravo does.
Kyle does her usual like, oh, we can't blame her, she is not here, even though I was the one who just brought up dogs 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Rena's like, I understand that, Kyle, but she chose not to be here. And Erica's like, sweetie, it's indefensible, and we have everyone here at this table saying the same thing. I was like, so what? What is the consensus of stupid? Okay.
Yeah,
just
Erica's
because
like,
you have a lot of people saying it doesn't make it right.
Erica's like, less than 10 people knew about this issue, and now it's out. I mean, 10 people. There's all of us at the table, probably about, I don't know, 50 to 70 people on production, some PAs, some people at Vanderpump. I guess it's, you know, like 200 people. So like I said, 10 people. I can't believe this got out.
Even the verbiage she used. Okay,
oh, yeah.
I just have to get that in there as evidence. So then yes. Rena's like, yeah, she said something in the article about the dog, and I knew it was her wording. I'm like, oh, really? Did you? You guys, if Lisa Vanderpump is the main manipulator we all think she is, the master manipulator, don't you think she would not put this in her own wording? Is she really this stupid to call them and be like, darling, a poor little poopy-doopy little scoopy of a doggy-woggy?
Yeah.
Was hurty wurty. It's like she's not gonna talk like that. She would talk in someone else's voice, you dopes.
Also, you know who else I can totally imagine saying poor creature, because that's the issue, because they're like, because in the article last week, the article was that the issue is that the article said the word nipped, and that's a British word, babe. And now this week it's like that they use the phrase poor creature. Like, if there's anyone who I can imagine saying poor creature, which admittedly I can see Vanderpump saying that, it's Dorit.
Yep.
Poor creature. Erica Jane without underwear at the restaurant.
Yeah. Okay, and now when Rena thinks she's like really getting her, she goes, well, I was told by Lisa Vanderpump how to plant an article in a magazine. She literally said to me 5 years ago, if I ever got into trouble and I have to call someone, call this person. So clearly she knows how to do it. And now so do you. So is this supposed to make you look innocent in this? Someone calls a person that Lisa says to leak to. It gets leaked to that person. And now someone is called, the person News has been imitating Lisa for 4 weeks and, like, doing perfect imitations of her. Someone spoke to them in Lisa's voice. Come on, Rinna. I now accuse Lisa Rinna of leaking
to the
press. Because last week, she's like, oh, look at that paparazzi guy. I've been friends with him for years. Oh, so now you're friends with paparazzi guys. Now Lisa's told you exactly who to leak to at Radar Online. Then suddenly someone calls and leaks in Lisa Vanderpump's voice. Come on. I accuse you, Lisa Rinna.
Wow.
The second people were nice to Lisa Vanderpump at that wedding and it didn't turn into a huge brawl, someone had to up the ante and get it leaked so they had something else to bitch about. And no one has more of a boner for Lisa Vanderpump than you, ma'am. I accuse you!
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I can also imagine Radar Online trying to ask around and be like, so try to get dirt on the wedding, and I can totally imagine one of these women, possibly Rinna, I can totally imagine one of them being like, oh yeah, the wedding was great, and it was, and like everyone was nice to Vanderpump was getting along with everyone, and then like, well, why was there an issue? Oh well, there was an issue with a dog, and that like, I can see it going down that path where it starts off as a simple query about the wedding, and everything all of a sudden everything falls apart.
But then it becomes the poor creature, you know, and then it gets into the talking like Vanderpump and all of that stuff. So I don't know, but I just think that if one of the things I think that people say that is absolutely true is that Lisa Vanderpump is a total manipulator. I do believe that she's had stuff, you know, when she has a problem, she doesn't get her hands dirty. I agree.
Yeah.
The reason I've never had a problem with that is because everyone else is so stupid. They always walk right into it. You know, like she's never forced anybody. They walk into it. So I just don't think that someone who's that good at it would call and be like, the poor creature. You know, I think she would be smarter than
that. I also don't think that she would, you know, she was already like pretty upset that this was like negative publicity around her, like her organization. I actually don't know if she really would have liked to have. I agree. I think that she probably for sure has planted things in the past. I don't know if this is something that she would want to plant. I think it's not that it makes the organization look bad, but it like it just opens up the door for more just more like scandal that could be dug up around it, you know? Yeah, it seems weird. Doesn't add up to me.
Doesn't add. Okay, so let's see here. So then Denise is like, well, you're friends with her, Kyle. You haven't known her to leak? And Kyle's like, well, everyone here knows that. And Dorit's like, Kyle, answer the question. Have you ever known her to leak to the priests? Dun, dun, dun. And then Kyle starts flipping her hair and gulping like, this is the hardest thing she's ever done.
I know. And meanwhile, there's like a fake Anna Wintour behind her who's trying to get the waiter's attention. And I spent like half the scene watching this woman trying to flag down a waiter.
So then Kyle's like, well, I'm not going to sit here and lie to him when she's been accused of it in the past. Well, Kyle, your husband's been accused of a lot of things in the past. Is he fucking hookers at a hotel bar? Your husband's been accused of shady business deals. Did he fuck over those people in that $30 million deal that he's being sued over right now? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a clip of Adrian Maloof saying that Lisa sold a story. But then here's what I find interesting about it. First of all, Chef Bernie was selling stories, as I recall from that season.
Yeah.
And second, Adrian was mad that Lisa Vanderpump was saying, calling it the Maloof hoof, which she did on camera.
Which was hilarious.
And then what was the other thing about the surrogate?
Brandy Glanville said at the table.
Probably after Vanderpump told her.
Yeah. But you know the funny thing about Bernie is that Chef Bernie, that was used against Lisa a few weeks ago because when that scandal happened, Adrian was like, I don't know Chef Bernie, I don't know what he tweets or whatever, and Lisa Vanderpump said, well, he's your employee, like you must know, like you have to know, and so that was used against Lisa when she was acting like she didn't know who John Blizzard was.
Right. So this clip was funny because Adrian is like, you sold a story, and then Lisa at the reunion's like, wait a minute, you're saying that I called up Radar Online and took money for a story? She goes, yeah. She goes, I swear on my children's life I didn't do that. Well, notice that Lisa was very careful about saying, you're saying I took money for this story.
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump doesn't need your damn money. She'd give that shit away for free if she's doing it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I thought that was an interesting thing for Lisa to hang it on because she repeated it just so she could, you know, get off on a technicality if she's caught. You know, this show is so confusing.
And then my favorite is that the waiter comes by and goes, "I'm so sorry to interrupt, but would you guys like to order?" I was like, they haven't even ordered their food yet. They've gotten this far. They haven't even ordered yet. That's crazy. So now the question is, has Dorit called Lisa to talk this over?
And Dorit's like, why would I call the saboteur? And Erica's
"It's a saboteur. Yes. Fancy, elegance.
I know, because it's a new shade of lipstick I got out. It's basically pink, but it's a shady pink.
For the longest time, I thought that was going to be the name of my next tour, Sabo. It would be the Saboteur. But then I realized it was an actual word.
My pussy's a saboteur. It's my new ballad coming out of iTunes.
So now, again, Dorit is, like, fully righteous. She's like, I'm not going to let her bully me for anything. And I'm not going to let her peddle this untruth. I'm like, okay. Settle down, Norma Rae. Okay, you know what? Like, this is just, like, out of control. Bullying you. Peddle this untruth. Okay, tell me what's true. Did you or did you not return your dog to Vanderpump Rules as per the contract that your husband, who is professionally, his job is to look over contracts for talent, should have looked over. Did you or did you not return it to the shelter? I mean to Vanderpump Rules.
I will not Vanderpump have dog. You be a sabbatical to me, Ben.
I think her righteous indignation is just like a huge like it's a huge distraction diversion from the fact that she fucked up. And Lisa, all it was, I keep saying this, at the end of the day, they squashed it, but Lisa was annoyed and she wanted it to be like referenced on camera, and so she wanted Teddy to kick off the scene, and then it like turned into a whole thing, and now it's become this big devious plot. And like, was it the nicest thing that, like, if the Lisa plotting to have like a scene about it, is that the nicest thing to do? Not really. Is it worse than having a friend go behind your back in New York and say all this shit about you when you got them on the show? Debatable.
Yeah, so now Kyle's like,
were you able to follow any of that, by the way?
Yeah, I was following it. It's just the same thing. It's like, I declare.
I feel like I have
like every scene is
that every single week. I really have to feel like I've got to really reiterate that point.
But Kyle lays out the motive. She's like, well, she did it because she wants people to take her side, because basically it's you and Lisa, so they got to believe someone. No one believes anyone watching this show thinks Dorit has credibility. Everyone knows Dorit has, like, the worst popularity on this show.
Yet I'm glad she's on it, to be honest. I love that Dorit's on the show. Don't get me wrong. One thing has nothing to do with the other. I mean, I think she's being ridiculous in this situation and totally wrong, but I love that Dorit's on the show.
And then Kyle's like, well, maybe she's just going through a bad time, whatever, you know. And Teddy's like, when you go through a bad time, do you try and destroy everyone in your life? First of all, that's a little dramatic, ma'am. And second of all, yes, did you not watch the Kim years?
Don't you? Isn't there a phrase, misery loves company? Like, haven't you ever watched Vanderpump Rules?
Have you not seen the handbag that Kyle made of Kim's skin after she dragged her all over Beverly Hills for 5 years?
See, this is what happened. Losing Kim had, like, Kim was vital to Lisa Vanderpump's survival, because now Kyle needs to take down someone else. I mean, if you think about it,
she needs to take Lisa, down another sister.
Yeah, Lisa is the rival, right? Because Kim was always the successful one, but she was the one that, like, she was the successful golden child, but, like, no one really knew all her problems. And then Kyle bore the burden of that. And now she's sort of in the same situation where Lisa is the successful, wonderful one, but Kyle feels like, but no one sees this other side of Lisa that they need to see, and she feels conflicted about it. So these are probably issues that were brought on basically because of her crazy mom.
Yeah, this is basically Lisa's, you're an alcoholic, how about that? Season with Kyle on the back of a limo.
Yeah, it is. So
then over there, Vanderpump is
she's still celebrating. She's having the best time ever.
Yeah. And she's thinking this is finally over, right? At least she's acting like she thinks it's finally over. She tells Blizzard, she's like, you finally did something right, Blizzard. And he's like, can I text about this? She's like, very funny. Do not speak to anyone. And then she's sitting on the stairs with Sessa. She's like, I hated all this negativity and all that nonsense. I know Blizzard messed up a bit, but I don't make allowances for Teddy because she hammered me in the Bahamas. And Sessa's like, well, I wish they would have just come, you know, just come to this thing. She's like, that's okay. They did the other thing, you know, and I'm glad we didn't cancel that because we would have looked petty. So but then back at the restaurant, Denise is like, listen, I've had a lot of damaging shit about me in the press, all right? And here's what happens. Over time, the truth reveals itself. It's like, did it? Did it really?
We saw some crazy headlines that were like, Denise is like the embodiment of all evil. I was like, whoa, shit. This is like nothing for Denise. Dog scandal.
Yeah.
She goes, fuck all this.
Yeah. And Denise is like, you know what? Just be quiet about it. That's my advice. Just keep a thick skin and shut up about it. And Teddy's like, you have to know when things happen with animals, the amount of people coming after you is going to be beyond. And Denise's like, yes, I stayed awake at night thinking someone's going to hurt my children. When they go to the park, I'm scared. I'm already getting messages.
Come on. Oh my
and
god,
there's Dorit. A thing on Facebook like, yes, people are sending death threats to Dorit, and is that right? Of course it's not right. No, people are fucking crazy online, and of course it's not right for them to be sending Dorit death messages.
But yeah,
why are you gonna blame a housewife for other people getting death messages? Lisa Vanderpump's done nothing but say she's done nothing wrong,
right?
So how is she at fault?
If yes. you Here, okay, Dorit, here's the question. How did Lucy Apple Juice, not Apple Juicy, Apple Juice, how did Lucy Apple Juice wind up at a shelter?
Did she run away? I gave her to a lovely lady. The woman was so lovely. She has no name or occupation.
She doesn't exist.
Shelley, like, what a lovely woman she was.
So it's like, Dorit, if you don't want animal activists, if you don't want people being mad at you, like, maybe you shouldn't have just given a dog away just fecklessly. Don't be mad.
Wow, she's sitting there like, oh, they're going to kill my children. I'm such a victim. And then she's wearing a Beverly Beach hat, which she has still not fucking paid for to this day. She's still being sued by that guy, her partner in Beverly Beach. And they were just in the Bahamas being chased down by a crazy girl saying, pay my friend off for Beverly Beach. And that's how much balls Dorit has, okay? That she sits on here after not even knowing if that was going on camera or not, sitting here in a Beverly Beach house talking, or a Beverly Beach hat, talking about what a victim she is. Please! Well,
and they're all sitting there eating salads, you know, at Fig and Olive. I mean, it's like a modern day version of Six Degrees of Separation, you know, like the things that fill the lives of these women. And they all have salad. And my favorite is that there was like a tiny little serving of French fries in the middle of the table. And the only one who I think was eating it was Erica, because Kyle was like, I mean, when I think about this, like, who does this story benefit? And you just see Erica Jane's hand just sort of like slide across the screen, take like two fries and come back out. She's like, I know you're trying to make yourself the victim also, Kyle, but I need some French fries. I can have a fry.
God, who does that story benefit besides the foundation? How does that benefit the foundation? Can anybody explain that to me?
Well, also, like, who does the story benefit? Well, I mean, this is like a classic episode of – or classic game of Clue. I mean, honestly, Kyle, it benefits you because you could finally rise up to be the queen bee of the group. It benefits Dorit because – Rinna.
It benefits Rinna, who's been trying to bring her down for years.
Yeah, they all have a motive in this. Honestly, it benefits Erica a little bit, not as much. Her motive is not as strong. Teddy – I don't think Teddy.
Well, yes, it benefits Teddy because Teddy was the one pretending that she never did anything wrong in the first place until she got fucking caught and all of her texts were screenshot.
I don't think Teddy did it, though. She's so much about accountability that I think that, like, I don't know. I could just imagine.
Like, we could blame anybody. It's like Clue. You know, when the movie Clue came out and there were three endings and they all made sense. Like, anybody could have done it. Or they all could have done it.
I mean, me personally, like, okay, so the argument for Kyle is that she has had a long-running frenemy situation with Lisa, and she's wanted to take over and be the queen bee. Be the queen bee in a way that, like, her sister had always prevented her from being, and now Lisa. So that's the argument for that. Lisa Rinna, it's revenge because she didn't like the position she was put in during the Munchausen situation. So that's her clear motive right there. And then you have Dorit, whose motivation is to deflect off of the dog situation, make herself look better, and probably just to climb up higher anyway, because she and PK are kind of like upwardly mobile.
Oh, Lord. So now we go over to Kyle, who's at her friend Sharon's house. Sharon's going to recreate all of her mother's irreplaceable costume jewelry.
I start to wonder, is Sharon going to be, you know, because, you know, the big, what the scuttlebutt out of coming into the season is that Lisa stops shooting with everyone, you know, and that basically Denise's wedding is the last time she was seen with the entire cast. So we don't see much of Lisa. So I wonder if they were going to bring Sharon in now to fill that void a little bit.
Good luck, honey.
I liked Sharon in just the 1 second she was on, because Sharon is Kyle's old friend. She met her, Kyle met her through Mauricio and everything. Sharon is Latina, and they're at her place. She, like you said, she's going to recreate the jewelry, and they're sitting there having like polite conversation, and someone's knocking on the door, and Sharon's like, yes, yes. Abre la puerta, por favor! She like screams it just at no one.
Por favor! And Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy. Your house is amazing. Wow. She's like,
yeah, she's like, thank you, Brad. I don't know. So they're talking about jewelry. And Sharon's just like yelling at her child in the background. I don't know if he knows that. I just love that, like, Sharon, when she's not talking politely, she just starts yelling.
Well, I hope that Sharon comes on this show and turns Kyle's life upside down.
Oh, yeah, she will.
Starts
hopefully
bringing it all up. Let's talk about the husband.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about this costume jewelry for a little while. And then, of course, Kyle's like, whoa, I just keep going over that fig and olive conversation in my head over and over. Really? Because you also started that, Kyle. So what a coincidence that you're bringing it up again. And Teddy's like, I'm still not over it. Like, I'm losing sleep over it, okay? I was up at night over this. So it turns out that right after they left Fig and Olive, this TMZ thing happened. Where TMZ approached Lisa, I'm guessing at the Doggy Foundation or whatever, and was like, what's this thing in Radar Online about the dog? And Lisa was like, Dorit didn't do anything wrong, darling. And so now they're mad that Lisa was defending Dorit.
Yeah, because she didn't actually call Dorit after the other thing came out, but then she's defending her on TMZ. I don't know what to make of this one, to be honest.
What do you mean?
TMZ. Well, because, I mean, you would think, actually, when the Radar Online article came out, you would think that Lisa would call Dorit and be like, this is crazy, I'm sorry that you have to go through this, you know? But she didn't.
Not considering Dorit has been throwing her under the bus every turn and trying to, you know, being friends with the other girls and teaming up and confronting her at dinners and shit like that, when Dorit was the one who did something wrong.
It's true.
You know how Lisa thinks. Lisa's probably like, how has she not called me?
Yeah.
To say, can you believe someone hurt me in the press?
Yeah. So.
These ladies are so crazy.
Yeah. So they're mad now that Lisa defended Dorit, which they feel like it's disingenuous. And it's like overcompensation for the fact that Lisa leaked the stuff to Radar.
And Teddy says, she just played it like, oh, she's the one who swooped in and fixed this. I'm like, well, yeah, but that's how she's been playing it the whole time. And you were the one who brought that fucking dog on camera, by the way. I went back and looked at the beginning of that because we weren't sure last time we talked about it. And he brings the dog out and she's like, oh, do you recognize that dog? So she didn't bring it, but she did mention it, which we were confused about a couple weeks ago. So shut up, Teddy.
Yeah.
So then Kyle's like, she hasn't said one word to Dorit or spoken to her. None of this makes sense. I'm like, oh, God, you guys.
So now we have this, like, fairly useless scene where we see Rinna and Harry Hamlin at home. And Harry he's getting ready to go on a camping trip alone. He's going to go climb some mountains and stuff. And, you know, Rinna's like, we could not be more different. He likes to climb mountains. I like to make him out of molehills.
So Rinna updates him on the situation, the dog rescue situation, and then Harry is like so hairy right now. He's like,
yeah,
this is propaganda. The use of propaganda is to bring a wedge and destabilize a group so then that person can come in and take over.
Kyle?
Thanks.
Kyle? Is that what it was? So it's officially Kyle now, right?
Yeah. Or Rinna. I mean, it really, why would, whatever. Okay, so they try the tent, whatever. I don't even care about this.
Here's the thing. I don't think Rinna wants to take over. That's the thing, because what Harry's saying is not wrong. I think Rinna, like, her motivation in our little clue scenario is that she feels like Vanderpump hung around to dry a few seasons ago and thinks it's fucked up and wants justice. So I think she just wants justice. I think Kyle wants to take over. I think out of everyone there, Kyle is the one who wants to be the big star of the show.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, because they're making you think that you have it, stupid. Erica tweeted a couple weeks ago, "All hail the real queen of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards." It's like, oh, really?
See?
Erica's hailing someone else as a queen? Just wait. You're next, biatch, Kyle.
Yeah. So then
dramatic music as Kyle drives to Villa Rosa and flips her hair a lot in her stupid red velvet hat. And talks about how hard this is going to be to confront Lisa. Because in the past, I've defended her with no questions asked. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then they actually showed the Yolanda allegations, where supposedly she's sitting there sticking up for Lisa Vanderpump, which is not quite how I remember that going down. I remember Yolanda confronting Lisa Vanderpump with a folder, and Kyle, with a folder of papers at that lunch. I think it was at Fig and Olive, actually.
Maybe.
Confronting them with a file full of papers, and Lisa saying, "Darling, all we were saying was that it was odd that one minute you're on Instagram in a bikini, and the next minute you're saying you're dying with tubes coming out of your arms. I'm sorry, but we said it."
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like sort of a similar situation here, where it was just like, it's a pretty basic situation where it's just like, Lisa was being shady. She was having a shady moment. And now it got spun into this like a world crisis, you know? Yeah, so, and then on top of that, Kyle gives us a big,
she's learning from Dorit, where she's like, "If I were to look at my daughters and how I'm raising them, I would tell them, you have to defend what's right." I'm like, okay, Kyle.
What's right? Like, the truth about Radar Online? Okay, come on now. So she gets to Villa Rosa, and it's like showdown at the OK Corral. Like, these weird, like, fade-outs, and like, it's all quiet, and Hanky and Panky are calm, and the dogs are quiet. What are the name of the horses again?
Diamonds and Rosé.
Diamonds and Rosé. They have no idea what's happening. And then it's like, you know, and Jiggy's just like lying there, barely staying alive, just to watch this fight.
Yeah, he's like, I've been waiting for this for years.
Let me have this, and then I will go to the next realm.
So Kyle's coming in, and here we go again with Lisa being so happy.
She was so happy.
Darling, she's like skipping to the front door.
She has not been this happy in ages. It's like the cloud that had been hanging over her has been lifted, which I guess some would argue that the lifting could be because she planted an article about Dorit and she feels great about it.
It felt amazing. It's like her spinach. It's like Popeye spinach.
Yeah. So she's so happy. She's like, you know, she's like, "Oh, our resolution passed, and I want to serve you some rosé to my best friend, Kyle Richards." You know, has no idea about what's about to happen.
I know, and I love that one of the swans, like, totally came for Kyle the second it saw her on that bridge. You know what? Swans are very good judges of character.
Swans know.
So Kyle's like, "Congrats on, you know, 405. What a freeway." And Vanderpump's like, "Yes, we've been jumping up and down." And she's just so happy. And this is so depressing, knowing what's coming. And then she's like, "How was the bike ride? I sent a grip text, and I saw that you liked it." Which means everyone else just ignored her.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is so sad. I don't like it. And you know what? I don't care, you guys. You get mad at me for caring too much about Lisa Vanderpump. I don't care. I do like her. And this makes me sad watching this. You guys are mean.
It was sad, but she was really happy. And she was happy to see her friend Kyle. You know, because she's like, she knows she's going through it with the women. And like, Kyle is like the one person she's like, at least I have Kyle. So Kyle's like, "Well, we had lunch. And, you know, Dorit was really upset because that article, it sounded like it came from you."
And she goes, "What?" And then Ken just like dawdles in behind them. The human Roomba is like, So she's like, "Well, if you read it, it sounds like it came from your camp." And she goes, came from me? Well, I didn't even read that article properly. Which, you see, and this is why it's always hard to totally be on Vanderpump's side.
Yeah.
Because she's like, Dorit was upset. Where did stories come out? You know, it's like, okay. Well, I didn't even read it properly. But what I do know is that I spoke to Tumza at the center. And I said, no. I put myself on the line for Dorit. Which is, of course, exactly what they said she would say.
Yes, exactly. And Kyle's like, well, you have to look at who would benefit from this. And Lisa's like, well, who would benefit from it? And it's like, again, it's like, Kyle, you're the one who'd benefit the most from it. Sorry.
Yeah, Kyle and Rinna benefit the most, I think. And so Kyle's like, well, the foundation is amazing, and it was bad for Dorit. And she's devastated thinking that animal rights people are coming after her, you know. And now I'm in a bad position. She goes, how are you in a bad position?
Yeah.
Like, how is this fucking about you, Kyle?
And Kyle's like, because as your friend, I want to say that's not true. I don't believe it. And Ken's like, well, you should have said that.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't feel that way, Ken.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, so I'm going to go to Radar Online and then go to TMZ and refute my own story. And she goes, yeah. She's like, yeah, that's what everyone thinks. She goes, who said that? Who said it? She goes, everybody says it, okay? Because it seems like you wanted to get ahead of the story. Ahead of the story that...
Well, I mean, Lisa doesn't – I mean, here's the thing. Lisa makes it sound like a lot more illogical than it is. I mean, it's like you go to Radar Online to plant one story quietly and then go very publicly with another story to clean your hands of the previous story. So, like, her saying that does not, like, prove it with logic at it by any means.
Yes, I think so, too. I think Vanderpump, like, could be totally – this behavior could totally be construed as guilty.
Yeah, she's not a good arguer. Like, she does, like you just said, she doesn't help herself a lot in these arguments.
No, she doesn't, because even I'm like, but the way I defend it in my own mind is that she already knows that they're coming after her and accusing her of being manipulative and getting this dog on camera. So to double down on that and do it, like, in her own voice and then doing basically, they've already called her out for this behavior, so to do it again... And expecting not to be called out. It just seems too stupid for her.
I think that Lisa's way would be to turn people against Dorit. You know, I don't think she would necessarily go to the... Or she would turn them against Teddy. Like, I agree. I don't know if she would necessarily have to go to Radar Online about this, you know?
Well, Kyle's like, well, everybody thinks it. And I just want to tell you what they think. And she goes, I don't want to hear it, Kyle! You know, she goes into her full-on cry mode. And Kyle's like, well, you have to hear me, Lisa, because this isn't fair. This isn't fair. And she's like, well, I'm not thinking of Dorit and her fucking dog. Oh, I shouldn't say fucking dog. It's a beautiful dog. But...
a beautiful, almost dead dog, thanks to that bitch. Pun intended. So Kyle's like, you never let me talk, which is, since when was that a thing? Like if this were a fight with, like, Nini or, like, some other big shouters on Bravo, I would get it. But, like, since when does Lisa not let someone talk?
Yeah, because Kyle's the one interrupting her. Lisa's like, but I wouldn't do it. She's like, no, listen. And so she's like, I always let you get your sentences out. She goes, I always let you talk. And I was like, okay, here we go, Vanderpump.
Yeah,
take the bitch down. This is
like probably the angriest we've ever seen Lisa Vanderpump. Like, she was fired up and she was angry and she was raising her voice. She was on control. I kind of think, here's another thing, is that I feel like if she were guilty, I actually don't think she would have lost her cool the way she's losing her cool right now. I think she would have
been mentally prepared.
Before. Yeah, yeah, I think she would have been prepared.
She's like, darling, it was
free.
Nothing.
Yeah. She would have, like, deflected in a certain way. She would have been like, I didn't do that, but even if I did do that, I mean, she's the one who had the dog, then you should hear the things she says about you. Like, she would be ready for this moment, you know?
Yeah. And she doesn't. She's freaking out, which I really loved seeing this side of her.
Yeah, me too.
We never see it. And Kyle has deserved this for years.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, well, look, I'm here as your friend. I'm the only one. And Ken goes, you are not her friend. You are not her friend. You are not her friend.
Do you see this spark? You see this spark? It's about to be rot out. It's about to be rot out.
And then she's like, yes, I fucking am her friend, Ken. And she goes, oh, so you think I would give Radar Online a story about Dorit? She goes, yes. And she goes, that I would do that. Yes. It's so blatantly said. She goes, whoa, this is a big shock. This changes everything.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, now it's all starting to make sense how everybody has, like, run off with this story, you know, because she's looking at her.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, when push comes to shove, Kyle doesn't have my back. And then we get to see a montage of Kyle being totally shitty to Lisa over all these, across all these years, which is really amazing. Yes. So, you know, Kyle is like, you know, pressing Lisa to be honest, and Lisa's like screaming now. She's screaming like I'm not going to say yes to something that if I didn't do it at all. And so and Lisa's like, I am a woman with integrity that stands up for what's right. I could have thrown her under the bus. I could have thrown her, which is true. Like, she, like, Dorit is like the most throwable thing to ever go under a bus. Like, she is just like a big light styrofoam thing, like, so easy to pick up and throw under a bus at any given moment because she makes so many errors, you know?
Yes. And I have to point out right now that people aren't coming for Dorit because of the dog. They're coming at Dorit with how the story is unfolding and how she's just totally turning on Vanderpump, right?
Yeah.
So if Vanderpump did play this, I mean, she really played it very intelligently. So, I mean, whether you love her or hate her, she's at least doing that right. But she's freaking out right now. And Kyle's like, because she says, I'm not going to just say something. I did something because you said it, blah. And Kyle's like, well, just like I'm not going to say that Lisa would never do this. She goes, oh, I'm done. And now I'm done with you, too. And Kyle's like, well, it feels like you're talking to Radar, Lisa. That's it. She goes, Kyle, I swear on my children's life, on Chiggy's life, even stupid Snooky. No one likes Snooky. I swear on their lives. Neither I or anyone I know, which I thought was interesting that she added this in there.
Yeah.
She's like, anyone I know would give a story to Radar Online about Dorit. You think I did that? And Kyle goes, yes. And she goes, then I'm done with you too. Which I was like, fucking finally, you know?
Yeah. And then Kyle's like, well, maybe you care more about image than your friendships.
Oh,
and
good. Lisa's, bye, Kyle. Bye, Kyle. Bye. Show yourself out.
And then Ken comes doddering back in because he had left. And he comes back in with, like, a laptop. He's like, do you honestly think that TMZ would print this? And she is so fucking genuine. And you're supposed to be her fucking friend.
It's like, I am her friend. And he goes, no, you're not her friend. If you could say something like that, she would never say something like that about you. And then he points at her chest. And she, like, looks at his finger like, oh, really? Can't wait to turn this into an abuse storyline, which she totally has already.
Oh, really?
Everyone's like, oh, my God. Production was terrified the way that Kyle Richards was treated by Ken. He almost physically abused Kyle Richards. Like, oh,
you know, God. I thought Ken getting so mad on behalf of Lisa was actually really endearing, oddly enough. Because, you know, sometimes the husbands on these shows are like, oh, they're the women fighting again, and then there are times where people are like, you know, he just likes to fight, he's like another housewife, you know. But I thought in this case it's like, you know, we've let you into our life, and like, where is the loyalty to us here, you know? And I thought he looked like he looked hurt because of his relationship with her, and he looked hurt on behalf of his wife. And I thought that, you know, like, I feel like I could really feel his pain, and I actually really liked that he stood up for his wife like that.
Well, I will say that pointing in her chest is not good. He cannot do stuff like that.
Well,
he
didn't touch her, though.
Even when he took Yolanda's arm, like, he didn't, up Yolanda. But even when he did that, and she's like, don't you ever touch me, Ken! He's got to not do that, you know?
And no, for sure.
Kyle's standing there just looking at him. Like, she doesn't look terrified. She's just shrugging. She's doing that stance against the countertop, like, where she's leaning on the countertop, like, in a shrug. Yeah. Like, she's being yelled at by some senile
grandpa. Yeah, that is scary. If you know, that is scary, even though he's, like, you know, 300 years old and holding, like, a laptop and a little old dog. It is scary if someone's raising their voice and pointing, like, right near your chest. I won't take that away from Kyle.
Yeah, so Ken's like, well, you are not my friend, and you are not her friend, so you get out. And Kyle just shrugs and, like, looks at him all sarcastically, which, like, Kyle's attitude here was confusing, but also kind of hilarious. And he's like, please go. She goes, Ken. He goes, go join the gang.
You joined the gang.
She's like, no, but I'm here because I don't want there to be a gang. There is no gang, Ken. He's like, of course there's a gang, all four of them, ganging up on her. Now, here's the other thing. Who cares? I don't even care.
So Lisa comes in. So, you know, and Kyle's like, I do fucking care. So Lisa comes in and she pulls Ken away. And Ken's like, 12 years of friendship. Done.
And Kyle's like, am I not allowed to be honest right now? And she's like, I'm just telling you how it looked. That doesn't mean I don't love you. And Lisa is just screaming, like, I don't care if you love me or not. And Kyle's like, I didn't come here to fight, which is a lie.
Fuck you, Kyle. Shut up, Kyle. You're the worst, okay? And when she goes, am I not allowed to be honest right now? Vanderpump goes, all right, go ahead, try then. Go ahead. And Ken's like, yeah, why don't you be honest then? Yeah. I just love them, like, ganging up on Kyle.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, I didn't come here to fight. And Lisa's like, you came here to tell me I'm a liar, and I don't appreciate that. And then she goes, if you told me on Farrah's life, on Portia's life, on whatever those other ones are called, that this is not the truth, then I know nothing about the story. You know what, sweetie? I believe you. We're done.
And then Kyle keeps telling the camera, it's so funny when she's talking to us, she's like, oh my god, Lisa has gone so far with this. Like, I'm just trying to turn it around to say the right thing. She's such a liar. It's like, she's in so deep with what she said, there's just no turning back now. And then we get the infamous Ken turning to go up the stairs. He's like, goodbye, Kyle!
Bye, Kyle! And Kyle's like, how are we ever going to repair this situation? I'm like, well, have, like, more loyalty to your friend.
No, you're not, which I'm sure is what you're going for. You know, after all of these years, to see Vanderpump finally lose it like this, I mean, it's sad because I like Vanderpump and hate Kyle's guts and always fucking have ever since season two. But it's sad to see Vanderpump kind of lose it. And it is sad to not see them be friends. Because Kyle, the only time I really like Kyle is when she's laughing her ass off and making fun of people with Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So it's you're now dead to me, woman.
So Lisa's like, get the fuck out of my house. I swear to you, I'm done with it. Lying bitches that can go fuck themselves. But Kyle, to say that to me, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
Yeah, and she's sobbing. And then you see Schnooky chasing Kyle out. Schnooky's like, I can't take me with you. Say bye.
Take me with you. I don't fit in here.
And next week, without Vanderpump, let's watch a bunch of bitches hang upside down in an exercise room, and Dorit take PK's blood sugar. Oh fuck.
Yeah. It's pretty explosive. Exciting to finally see that fight. Really, really insane.
Yes. And I know we've probably triggered like 90% of you at least once.
Like, half you guys are like, these guys are so biased. Nah, 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 nah. Well, that's what these shows are for. I mean, because, like, and by the way, if you're getting angry and if you're about to, like, post something, like, really, like, angry on Facebook, like, take a breath. Because it's one thing to, like, talk about it in an argument where everyone can sense the context, but, like, let's not start any, like, senseless, useless Facebook wars over this, please. Because at the end of the day, it's still just Real Housewives. And, like, the fun is just taking a side and just going with it. And just, you know, like, so.
And you know the truth of the matter is we both know the truth. And that is probably it's production who's done all of this.
Yeah, this is
it's
all
production.
It's probably
a couple of producers fucking with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to them I say, good for you, because this is episode 8, and I'm still in, and this show has really had a rough couple of years. So this is a really fun, horrifying and emotional season, but that we're this mad over a dog storyline is kind of hilarious. So well done, guys.
Yeah, and if anyone can give us an update on Lucy Applejuice, that would be great, too.
Oh, actually, I saw one. Someone posted Lucy with her new owner.
Oh, and wow.
Her owner's just a cute girl, you know.
They but should anyway, bring Lucy onto the reunion.
Oh, God. Lucy. Poor Lucy. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you. So I want to see Shelley Ter. That's who I want to see on the reunion. I want to see this woman Dorit gave this dog to that was just so kind and so nice.
Yeah.
Until then, everybody, we will be back a little late this week because our next recaps are going to be live recaps in Portland and Phoenix, Real Housewives of New York, and Summer House. So we'll see you guys a little bit later in the week for those. Everyone go get your tickets for Cleveland, Irvine, Portland, Phoenix, Milwaukee, all those places.
Pittsburgh,
we'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Join me, Alex Jones, Adrian Charles, Jeff Brazier, and Sophie Thompson on Guy Dogs' new podcast series, I See What You're Saying. We'll be talking to some inspirational guests about how sight loss impacts their parenting, friendships, love life, and family life. Sharing the ups and downs and the funny moments in between. Listen to Guy Dogs' new series, I See What You're Saying, now on your favourite podcast app.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Jason Hazley.
And I'm Joel Morris.
And we do a podcast called Rule of Three, where we talk to people who make comedy about something funny that they love.
Maybe we learn something about how comedy works.
Or maybe we just quote bits from Ridding Deal.
Both approaches are valid.
So if you want to hear Aisling B talking about Father Ted.
Or John Finnemore talking about On the Hour.
Or Dara O'Brien talking about Eddie Izzard.
Or Nish Kumar talking about Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Listen to Rule of Three.
Because laughing about good things is good for you.
We're not doctors, by the way, just to make that clear.
Oh, God, no, we're comedy writers. It was a much easier course.
Search for us on Acast or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.